This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. Over 14,000 Americans are diagnosed with cervical cancer each year. 4,000 of them die. An additional 100,000 people are diagnosed with cervical precancer that needs treatment. Half of cervical cancers are diagnosed in people overdue for screening, or those who had an abnormality identified and just didn't follow up. Cervical cancer is one of a small number of cancers that's caused by a virus. In this case, the virus is a human papillomavirus, or HPV. It causes about 90% of all cervical cancers. The virus is usually sexually transmitted, so barrier protections like condoms can reduce the spread. But the best way to prevent cervical cancer is with a vaccine that prevents more than 90% of the cancers. The HPV vaccine is recommended for males and females starting at age 12. Currently, there are two approaches to cervical cancer screening. In other words, tests to detect cancers and precancers early when treatment is most effective. The first uses a swab that collects cells from the vagina or cervix to check for the presence of 13 cancer-causing subtypes of HPV. It's about 90% accurate. The second approach is more familiar to listeners and is the Pap smear. It examines cervical cells under a microscope with an accuracy of about 70%. For most people with a cervix, screening is recommended every 5 years, starting at age 20 and continuing through age 65. At age 65, most people can stop regular cervical cancer screening. Unlike Pap tests, HPV tests can use self-collected samples. In the privacy of her home, a woman inserts a special soft swab into the vagina and then sends it through the mail to a laboratory. When done correctly, the self-collected specimens have the same accuracy as samples collected by clinicians. The advantages of having people self-screen is that they don't have to make a clinic appointment and take time off from work or other activities, and they can avoid the dreaded pelvic exam. Because many people don't like getting a pelvic exam, rates of screening are way too low. So researchers from Kaiser Permanente and the University of Washington wondered if you mailed HPV self-sampling kits to women who were due for cervical cancer screening, would the rates increase? The study enrolled 31,000 women. Some got mailed kits and others got a traditional reminder and education. Researchers looked at rates of screening over the next 6 months, and they found that the rates were 14% higher for those sent a self-screening kit compared to those who got more traditional approaches. Although multiple countries offer HPV self-sampling for cervical cancer screening, in the U.S., the FDA has not yet approved the tests, although they report they are studying them closely. It seems to me this is a no-brainer, one that can significantly increase screening tests and perhaps reduce deaths. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.